Global News, Kenyan activists missing in Uganda found safe after 5 weeks. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Kawe residents have expressed frustration over a lack of transparency and professionalism between Zesco Limited and Airtel Zambia after a four-day glitch that saw customers lose money when purchasing electricity units via Airtel Money. During the outage, customers reported that fans were deducted from their Airtel Money accounts, but no Zesco electricity tokens were delivered, leaving many households without power. Those affected said repeated efforts to obtain assistance from both Airtel and Zesco produced no clear explanation and prolonged the disruption to domestic electricity supply. The affected customers have told Phoenix News that the situation caused a significant inconvenience and financial loss.
It is the Airtel who has the problem.
What is happening is that when you buy power, they will deduct the money, but you won't get the token. When you try and retrieve, the only tokens you can get are the ones that you've bought previously.
Meanwhile, Airtel Corporate Communications Manager Yuyo Kambikambi has clarified that some customers experienced problems receiving Zesco tokens after making payments due to a temporary system delay from one of Airtel's partners. Ms. Kambikambi has assured the affected customers that they will receive full refunds directly into their Airtel Money wallets as soon as possible. Zesco Limited is yet to respond to a press query sent by Phoenix News seeking a comment on the matter. 4 people have died while several others sustained serious injuries after a Hino Ranger light truck that they were traveling in hit a cow and overturned along the Chomanamwala Road in Southern Province. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Yuzensio Daka says the accident occurred yesterday at around 17 hours, about 30 kilometers west of Choma Town. Mr. Daka explains that the truck was being used to ferry passengers when the driver struck a cow that was crossing the road. He says preliminary investigations show the impact caused the driver to lose control, and as a result, the vehicle veered off the road and overturned, leaving all 35 passengers on board with varying marks of injuries. Mr. Daka says 2 of the deceased have been identified as Mono, age 65, and David, both are from Nyareti village in Chief Chikanta in Kalomo district, while the identities of the other 2 victims are yet to be confirmed. He says all the injured passengers are receiving treatment at Choma General Hospital and Macha Mission Hospital, while the driver fled the scene. A 58-year-old woman of Chipata district in Eastern Province has been allegedly murdered by 3 men in Malawi while on a business trip. Eastern Province Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident, saying the matter was reported to Chipata Central Police Station on 7th November 2025 at 13:20 hours by the victim's brother, Aswell Piri. Mr. Mwemba says the attack left the woman with multiple cuts and that her body was later deposited at the Chipata Central Mortuary awaiting post-mortem examination. According to the report, Aswell Piri received a call from hospital staff informing him that his sister, identified as Jennifer Lungu and a resident of Lusaka, had been attacked while in Malawi on a business trip with a friend. Mr. Mwemba says Mr. Piri was told to travel to Malawi to identify the body, but was unable to do so because of logistical challenges. He says that the victim was brought from Chinji Maui to Chipata Central Hospital on 2nd November 2025, where she remained in critical condition before dying on 7 November 2025 at about 11:37 hours. Mr. Mwemba, however, reveals that investigators allege the attack was carried out by a Zambian national identified as Abson Mwembia, who is believed to be based in Malawi, together with two unknown males thought to be Malawian nationals, adding that during the incident, the suspects are reported to have robbed the victim of 1,800 kwacha. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says 2025 has so far been one of Zambia's most productive years in terms of economic transformation and development, since the UPND took office. Dr. Msokotwane notes that without writing off 2024, the country has this year experienced increased investment across key sectors such as mining, agriculture, manufacturing, energy, and infrastructure. He says mining output has risen to record levels, while agricultural production has also reached new highs, resulting in surplus exports that are strengthening the country's foreign earnings. Dr. Msokotwane highlights that major infrastructure projects and investments in energy are progressing well, including the expansion of the Mamba Power Plant, which is expected to add an extra 300 megawatts of electricity next year, alongside, he says, several solar energy projects have also come on board, contributing to government's target of boosting national power generation capacity. Dr. Msokotwane has told Phoenix News that Zambia's recent progress demonstrates a positive economic turnaround, adding that government remains focused on sustaining growth, creating employment, and ensuring that the benefits of development reach ordinary Zambians.
Appears to be one of our best years. I'm saying appearing because we are not yet at the end of the year, and some of these statistics come in a little bit late. But so far, 2025 has been a good year. Good year because, in line with what we advanced, we are seeing more investments in mining and also resultant outputs of mining sector. This year we are poised to reach a quantity of copper production higher than ever since Zambia was created, in the direction of 3 million tons.
Government has launched a 10.8 million kwacha aquaculture expansion project in Senanga District, Western Province, aimed at boosting regional fish production, creating jobs, and strengthening food and nutrition security. The Senanga Aquaculture Expansion Project is being implemented by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, in partnership with the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. Speaking at the commissioning ceremony, Minister of Small and Medium Enterprises Development, Elias Mwanga, describes the investment as a major step towards rural transformation and a life-changing opportunity for residents of Senanga and the wider Western Province. Mr. Mwanga has reaffirmed government's commitment to sustainable aquaculture as a driver of economic transformation, and Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta says the project opens a new chapter in the region's socio-economic development and demonstrates government resolve to unlock the province's potential. The facility includes 56 floating cages, a modern hatchery capable of producing 1 million fingerlings annually, a 10-ton cold room, and a 5-ton refrigerated truck to ensure safe fish transport. When fully operational, the project is expected to yield more than 300 metric tons of fish per production cycle and create over 800 jobs for the local community. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, human rights groups in Kenya say two activists who disappeared in neighboring Uganda 5 weeks ago have turned up alive and